إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن بلا وبعد. My brothers and sisters, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh said that the racehorse, when it's coming, when it's doing the last lap, when it knows it's close to the finishing line, exerts itself to the maximum in order to try to win the race. So he said, have at least as much sense as a horse, and if you did not make the best of Ramadan in the beginning, at least now exert yourself to try to make the best towards the ending. We have passed the halfway mark of Ramadan al-Kareem. We are in the last lap of Ramadan, and let us therefore focus on maximizing the benefit of this month. What I am seeing, however, is focus on maximizing the number of videos that you can forward. I got in the last 2-3 days, I got about 15 forwards of the video of our brother Ali Banat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, from Australia. The young man who discovered he had cancer, I remember seeing a video of his, I think a couple of years ago, where he spoke about this cancer and he called it a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, it's all a matter of how you see things and how you realize and how this changed his life completely from being a very hedonistic and self-engrossed person into becoming a philanthropist and becoming a person who was focused on the welfare of other people. So he passed away in Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And I see that a lot of Muslims seem to be forwarding videos about this passing away of our brother Ali Banat. My question to them is, how many of them, either before forwarding the video or after, prayed 2 rakat of salah and made dua for the maghfirat, for the forgiveness of Ali Banat? How many of them prayed for the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Ali Banat in tahajjud? Or were they only engaged in forwarding these videos? I'm not saying they did this or that. I'm just asking a very simple, straightforward question. So if you are one of those who have been forwarding these videos, stop for a minute and ask yourself, what did you do? Similarly, I got 7 or 8 forwards of a video by the founder of Alibaba, talking about his honorary doctorate from the University of Hong Kong. And of course, I can go on ad infinitum about this. I'm not going to do that, because what I have done is to have, I've turned off, I'm not on any social media anyway. I am on WhatsApp only because it enables me to speak to my family without having to incur international roaming charges. But I have turned off my notifications on WhatsApp. So if anyone sends me a WhatsApp message, I don't know about it until I am ready to open WhatsApp and see those messages, and that is about 3 times a day, once in about 4 hours or so. When I go to my WhatsApp messages, I see them. Otherwise, if somebody sends me a message, my phone does not alert me about that. I have turned my notifications off to give myself some free time, and I'm amazed at the amount of time that I have saved myself in just 1 or 2 days. The reason I'm asking is that when I come to these WhatsApp messages, now there's a huge long list of forwards of all kinds of things. So I'm asking myself whether there is any new revelation which says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us hasanat for forwarding videos and forwarding messages, because then this would make sense, because here is a bunch of Muslims who are maximizing their rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan by spending time forwarding nonsensical videos. But if that is not the case, then we need to ask ourselves, why are we doing this? Ramadan al-Kareem did not come to help us to forward videos. Ramadan al-Kareem came to help us to reflect on ourselves, to answer this question where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَ التَّثَبُونَ, where are you going? Ramadan came to help us to answer this question, where are you going? To ask yourself this question and say, where am I going? What am I doing with my time? How am I maximizing the benefit of my time? How am I utilizing my time or not utilizing it? What am I doing with my time? What am I doing with my resources? Ramadan came to help us to understand this, to reflect on this, and to change our lives. My brothers and sisters, no amount of reading, no amount of forwarding, no amount of watching videos and lectures is going to help you and or help me unless we bring about change in our lives. You watch this video of Ali Banat, Alhamdulillah, you forwarded it, may Allah forgive you. But did you change your life? Did you now give 10 rupees, 10 dollars, 10 riyal, 10 dinar more in your sadaqah or in your khairat thanks to the fact that you saw this video about this wonderful young man? That is the only thing which will help. It's not watching that video or forwarding it. Forwarding it means that you wasted your time and you're trying to waste somebody else's time. If that somebody else was me, then believe me, some of the ones who forwarded the video to me have already been banned. I have blocked them and banned them from my WhatsApp because they went over the limit of forwarding useless videos as far as I'm concerned. But the point is that if you have not brought about change in your life, no matter how many wonderful people of this world you quote, all of those quotes will only become arguments against you on the Day of Judgment, because you will then not be able to say that, you know, I heard about this person and I did something. You heard about this person and you forwarded a video. You heard about this person and you wasted some more time of yourself and somebody else. Seriously, I remind myself and you, let us get out of this completely moronic way of living life where we are ruled by our phones, we are ruled by our tools. Instead of using the phone as a tool, which it is, like a spanner or a screwdriver or something, we have turned this phone into a ruler for ourselves, right? The phone has become the thing that determines what I will do, where I will spend my time, where I will give attention to, what I will give attention to, my thinking, my whole psychology, what I am sad, glad, bad, mad about, you know, who I support, who I don't support. All of this is decided by a stupid gadget which is in your pocket. I mean, it's how much more moronic can we get? Seriously, let us get out of this completely stupid way of living life. Let us make sure that we give everything its right place, and the right place for the phone is as a phone, as a tool. Use it as a communication tool and that's it, period. None of this. You wake up in the morning, first thing you do is open the thing and watch your look at your Facebook status. Many young people have told me that they take the phone into the bathroom, and then while they are sitting on the throne, they are watching Facebook status. So I say, anyway, that's at least appropriate that you are sitting there updating your Facebook status, you know, while you are doing what you are doing. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. That phone also has Quran on this. It has, you know, other things on it. If you are a Muslim and you take it into the washroom and you are looking at it while you are sitting on the loo. You know, don't give me the fiqhi answer for this to say that the hafiz also goes to the toilet. Really, I mean, somewhere we have to look at ourselves and get real with our lives. If you want to succeed, you are not going to succeed by becoming a dopamine addict. That's what it does, or that's what social media does for you. That's what WhatsApp does for you. It makes you into a dopamine addict. it needs a constant sensation after sensation after sensation, which is what dopamine does. It gives you, puts you into this loop where you are. It's like the dopamine addiction is like cocaine. You snort once, and then you next time you need to snort a little more and a little more and a little more until you completely, it takes over your mind. And that's what is happening, and that's the whole purpose of social media. That is what this is doing. And don't fool yourself. Don't think that by forwarding these messages you are changing the world. By signing petitions you are changing the world. By forwarding these messages and so on and so forth, you are changing people's opinion. You are changing nothing. All you are changing is your own life and your own future in the akhirah, from potentially good to potentially bad. Please don't do that. Please do not do that. Don't waste your life. Convert something which is a convenience into a curse. Really, get real with life. This is Ramadan al-Kareem. Don't waste it. We have already passed the halfway mark. We will come to the close. And as I keep saying again and again, I remind myself and I remind you, you do not know and I do not know if this is the last Ramadan of your life or my life. And if it is the last Ramadan, let us make sure that we spend it in the best possible way, so that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not have a regret to say, oh, I wish I had done this. I wish I had forwarded less few messages. I wish I had forwarded no messages at all. Let us not live our life in a way where we will face these regrets when we meet Malakul Maut. We do not know if this Ramadan will be our last. Just think about the people who were with us last Ramadan. They are not with us this Ramadan. Did they know that last Ramadan was going to be their last? They did not know that. And I do not know whether this is going to be my last Ramadan. You do not know whether this is going to be your last Ramadan. So let us try to spend this Ramadan as if it is our last, because one Ramadan will be our last. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us good sense and to give us tawfiq and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.